We got peaches up here. You're probably wondering why. You know, there's a famous line in modernist poetry from T.S. Eliot, "Dare I eat a peach?" I don't, actually. Not right now. But I do want to speak about it because it has something to do with Sukkot. We read the book of Kohelet, the book of Ecclesiastes, which asks, is there a time for everything under heaven? And answers that there is. There's a time to laugh and a time to weep, a time for scattering stones, a time for gathering stones together, a time for war, a time for peace. Let's think about that in terms of our lives over the past couple of weeks. We gathered together on Yom Kippur, and we celebrated a certain kind of spirituality. It was the spirituality, whether you knew it or not, of bodilessness, of being without a body. On Yom Kippur, we don't eat, we don't drink. Traditionally, we don't bathe. We don't have sexual relations. We act as though we're not bodies, we're just spirits. You're not even really supposed to sit in synagogue all day and complain about the fact that you're not eating. You're supposed to pretend you don't have to eat. And that's because we all feel that there is something inside of us that transcends the physical. There's something that is more and other than physical, something of spirit, something of soul. And on Yom Kippur, we embrace that and we celebrate it and we offer it up to God. And then we come to Sukkot. And Sukkot is all about peaches. It's about the fruit that you hang in the sukkah. It's about a festive meal in the sukkah. It's about the fact that if you sit in the sukkah, it might rain on you or the heat might make you sweat. It's all about your body. Sukkot is a harvest holiday. It's about gathering food. Sukkot is the holiday in which we remember that we had to walk through the desert. And if you want to know that you have a body, nothing will remind you better than a good trek through a hot desert. And we realize that our tradition is teaching us something very important, which is that there is as much spirituality in the body as there is in the soul. That's why when you eat a peach, you're supposed to say, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam borei pri haetz. Because the gift of something to eat is as spiritual as the fasting. In fact, say the rabbis, if you break the fast the right way, you do as much for your spirit as all the fasting that preceded it. We're bodies. That's what we are. And Judaism, instead of telling you to forget or deny or push aside the fact that you're a body, tells you to embrace it. There is a time for the spirituality of the body as there is a time for the spirituality of the spirit. There's a beautiful Hasidic story, one of those sort of ironic, absurdist Hasidic stories about this Hasid who was a very simple man, but he knew that his town was sunk in commerce and eating and drinking and all of that stuff. And so he wanted to go to a place where he heard that all they did was fast and pray. So he walked and walked for many miles and he got tired and he hadn't made it and he wasn't sure of the direction. So when he went to sleep that night, he put his shoes facing in the direction of the town to which he was going, but another chassid played a trick on him, and that night came and turned his shoes around. So when he woke up in the morning, our simple-minded man, he got back into his shoes and he walked back to the town he came from. And he realized what God was trying to tell him. You can find as much spirituality in Beverly Hills as you can anywhere else if you eat the peach with spirit. If you sit in the sukkah with spirit, if you realize that there is a time for denial and a time for soulful indulgence. God gave us all bodies. How could they be bad? Like everything else, it can be elevated. It can be offered to God. So when you eat and when you drink, And when you bathe and when you feel the joys of the body, when you smell the etrog, the peach, the food that you will enjoy, remember that it is a gift from God, and every gift from God is a blessing and is holy. I hope that you'll make a blessing before you eat, but even more, I hope that you will see your act of eating as a blessing. Shabbat Shalom.